Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast!
Yeah!
And in just one take, this is episode 5.
Alright, some new albums that are coming up. Actually, they're not even coming up. They just came out yesterday. Today is July 1st. On June 30th, 88 Fingers Louie came out with Thank You for Being a Friend. They're on the same label as Authority Zero Bird Attack Records. That just came out yesterday. And finally, the new Stone Sour album came out, Hydrograd. So you can get both of those albums in their entirety already. You can go get them on iTunes.
Let us know what albums you might be looking forward to. Any good albums recently came out.
Make sure you hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweet. Or you can go to the website, slcpunkcast.com.
Outstanding. Let's get on.
All right. A couple new, radio channels. We plug those each week because if you're into listening to punk music and you're not listening to our show, then a couple places you can go listen to some punk music is on satellite radio. You can check out Tim Timebomb and Friends on Monday nights, Marky Ramone's Punk Rock Blitzkrieg on Wednesday nights, and Colin playing punk on weekdays in the mornings for 3 hours. All those shows, except for the Punk Colin, they all replay throughout the week as well. So make sure you go check those out.
Just listen once.
They don't need to listen to it twice.
Same thing all week long.
Yeah. All right. On to our first segment. Our first segment of the week is our new song. Chris, what is your new song pick for this week?
Okay. I went a little bit out of my ordinary. My new song this week is Neck Deep with Happy Judgment Day. This came out, August?
No, it comes out in August.
Comes
hasn't quite
out
come
August.
Yet.
This
is one of the pre-release
released.
Tracks.
Right,
yep.
Yeah. Comes out August 18th. This is what their second album,
third
full
length
album. There it is. And they're a Welsh pop punk band. There's that pop punk thing. I just don't understand. I guess. And
got to give everything a name.
And so yeah. So they're a newer band. I was trying to like. Out Europe, Dustin, who always like, oh, this is a European band and they're new. And I'm like, oh, shit, I've never heard of these guys and they're great. And so I tried to do the same thing. And, well, you know, hey, let's, I'm going to let you decide what the results are of this. So let's, do you want to.
Is this a good pick? Well, you find out. You're going to listen. And this is off The Peace and the Panic, which is coming out in August. It'll be track number 2.
Happy Judgment Day. Hey, this band, Neck Deep, won the Best Live Band in 2016 award, the APMAs.
And they also won Best British Newcomer in 2014 at the Kerrang Awards.
So this is kind of like an up-and-comer UK band.
Even though this is their third studio album.
Yeah, well.
They were formed in 2012 as well.
I'm saying up-and-comer because, like, you know, they were the newcomer in 14. That's not long ago, is it?
It's not that long ago until they were announced on the Warped Tour lineup, which they're on Warped Tour currently. I had never heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yes.
Neck Deep, Happy Judgment Day. Check it out on YouTube.
Yes, they started writing this album about a year ago and took them about 8 months. And then they announced at the beginning of the year that they were going to release this album, which comes out in August. On January 15th, 2017, the band's vocalist, who's Ben Barlow, stated that a band should always show progression in its music, and they are certainly aware that this is what they want to do in the band's third album. So, again, that was Neck Deep with Happy Judgment Day. Now we're going to move on to my pick of the week. My pick of the week is a band called The Attack. The Attack before Punk Rock Bowling, which was Memorial Weekend this year, 2017. Right,
yeah.
Chris?
Yeah, it was. Appreciate that. Thanks for the reminder.
Right. Before that, I had no idea who The Attack was. I hadn't heard of them yet. But I went to one of the Punk Rock Hoedown shows, which was at Hogs and Heifers. And I went there to go see Authority Zero, because Authority Zero, one of my favorites. And The Attack was the opening band, Authority Zero next in line, and then Counterpunch was the headliner that night. And that was after day number two, I believe.
Standing out in the sun.
Yes, and I stayed up until like 2:30 in the morning before I finally gave up. But I got to see The Attack. Hadn't seen The Attack before. And The Attack, they are out of Orlando, Florida. Really great band. I was super impressed. Bought their album, their new album. And their new album is called On Condition. It came out November 11th, 2016. This track right here is Call to Arms. It's track number one. It's just an outstanding song. I love listening to it. After the band played, I got to go meet the singer, Charlie Bender, and talk to him for a little bit. That's who I bought the CD from, and he signed it. Also bought me an Attack t-shirt. Chris and I usually patronize all the guys that we go see. Every time at all the concerts, buy the merch, help the bands out, and especially if they have good merch, we like to get on and get some of that. What did you think of this song, Chris, when you listened to The Attack this week?
It's a good song. I've been listening to it in my car all week long. It's a great tune.
Very catchy. It's awesome. It was their second full-length CD that came out. They did have three EPs. Some of those were pretty short, but they are awesome. Give this song a listen and Call to Arms. Let us know what you think. And that is Call to Arms, track number one on Condition, name of the album from The Attack.
And that's what gets stuck in your head.
Yes.
Calling on you to sing along with me.
Yeah, and
that
watching that
just
live.
Gets stuck in your head.
Awesome.
Instantly.
Awesome. And it is so great. A couple of side notes about the band. Brad, who is the guitarist, and then Charlie, who was the vocalist, they also own Enemy Inc., which is a print shop. And on a side note of that, a couple years ago, Authority Zero had a bunch of their stuff, their actual tour van stolen, a bunch of their equipment stolen, and this was the band that came to the rescue, printed off a bunch of stuff from their shop, and sent it out to Authority Zero. That way they could sell the merchandise on the rest of their tour, kind of make up for their loss, got instruments borrowed to them. The Attack, super cool guys. Like I said, I met Charlie live after the show. He's a great dude. And one thing I want to read to you that came from their Facebook page is The Attack's lyrics are true. Shots from all sides. Anthems. The Attack never panders to one political party or music scene, forming an opinion, agenda, and sound of its own. Great guys. I really like this band. Well, if you get a chance, check out On Condition. You can also get it on iTunes. Listen to the rest of the CD. It's really good. I like it a lot. Chris, any last thoughts on The Attack?
Oh, they're great. I really wish that I was at Punk Rock and Bowling.
Yes. Hopefully The Attack come here. They've never been in Salt Lake. I actually talked to Charlie about that, and he said he's been here before but never with the band, and so hopefully we can get them out here
tough.
To Salt Lake.
Yeah, too tough a crowd.
Too tough a crowd, yeah. That's got to be it. All right, on to the next. The next is our older, lesser-known songs. Chris, who's your older, lesser-known song pick of the week?
Usually I go with like an older song, you know, the Ramones and things like that. This week I wanted to go with one that maybe is a little bit lesser-known. I mean, it had a music video to it. I don't know how lesser-known that would be, but...
Yeah, it depends on the crowd you're running.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Depends on where you get to.
Maybe lesser-known outside of, like, ska. So I've got...
It's a little older. This song came out almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like long ago to old people. Yeah, so Streetlight Manifesto, the songs We Will Fall Together. It's a great song. I always think it's like a piratey sounding tune. And,
kind of, yeah.
And so it's a fun song. And then the damn music video has like a pirate ship too. So
oh, it has a pirate ship.
Doesn't help me with like trying to visualize anything else.
The T-shirt that I got from the attack had a pirate ship on it.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, it's not fair. Great horns in this. I like horns and you know.
They have a lot of members in the band. Eight guys in the band currently.
Dude's just playing every single brass instrument that exists. It's a great song. It's from Somewhere in the In-Between. It's their third album. You know, it's after they broke off from Catch 22 and formed Street Light Manifesto. And so great song. It's a pretty good album. But you know, I just wanted to, I like this song. Maybe something I'd want to share with everybody.
Yep. Great band. Like you said, from Catch 22, the lead singer, Thomas Kalnaki. I hope I pronounced that right. He is the only original member left. He's the lead vocalist and also does guitar. They're from New Jersey. That was his previous band was Catch 22. And this American ska band from New Brunswick, New Jersey, formed in 2002, like Chris pointed out earlier, November 13, 2007. That's when Somewhere in Between came out, which was the third album. And we're going to let you listen to that track. Chris, give us that track name one more time, please.
So this is We Will Fall Together, Streetlight Manifesto. Catch these guys on Warped Tour right now. They just were here in Salt Lake and Warped Tour last weekend.
Unfortunately, we missed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't work out with either of our schedules, unfortunately. Otherwise, we would have been there.
And I feel like we should have probably been there, considering we're doing a show like this. But
yes,
you could catch them on Warped Tour. You could catch them at Warped Tour. I don't know.
The rest of the summer. Hopefully coming to a town near you.
Yeah.
If they haven't already been there.
Denver, Dallas, Detroit. Talking to you.
A couple other things I want to point out. When I was looking up information, I wasn't as familiar with Streetlight Manifesto as Chris. Chris is definitely into this band. I thought some interesting notes were the singer, Thomas Kalnaki, he writes the band's songs on an acoustic guitar and then fleshes out the song structure on the computer and hums basic horn lines, after which the rest of the band comes in and adds their parts. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, pretty talented guy.
Yeah, and he's also the singer. He cited the soundtrack of the film Stand By Me as his biggest musical influence. And he stated that he looks to the 1950s and 1960s for inspiration when writing. I think that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's cool as hell.
Yeah, about a modern band and modern ska punk band on top of that. Last thing I'm going to bring up about Streetlight Manifesto is that they are members of the RISC group, and it's a collaboration of artists to produce and retain rights to their music. I think that's an interesting thing for a band to get involved with. So any last thoughts on Streetlight Manifesto, Chris?
If you like Streetlight, go back and listen to Catch 22.
Yeah.
And so,
that's pre-Streetlight?
Right.
Same singer.
So yeah, and it's one of those things where there was this there's a spat, and so yeah. Nonetheless, we're not gonna get into the politics of it. If you like Streetlight, you're gonna like Catch 22.
Sweet. So make sure you catch both of those, especially if you're not familiar with them, and if you liked what you heard with We Will Fall Together. My pick this week for older, lesser known song, and it's more along the lines of lesser known, is the band Top Novel. And the song is called The Crew. It's my favorite song by Top Novel. Top Novel is a band from Wollongong, Australia.
See, I told you, you do all these like foreigner bands, and I'm like, wow, this is neat. And then I tried to do one from
and
Wales.
See how that worked out for you. Members of the band are Didi. He does vocals and guitar. And then Lucko is guitar and vocals.
Lucko.
Dame does bass and vocals, and Dez does drums.
Should
and vocals.
We be talking in an Australian yes. accent?
Yes, that, you should be doing that for the rest of the time we talk about Top Novel.
Well, we've got Didi, Lucko, Dez.
These guys have put out two full lengths and one EP, and they are a DIY band. They do it all themselves. Everything is all on these guys. They've been around a long time, and they do a lot more touring and playing shows.
These
and
weren't
stuff.
The guys, though, that like the, all their proceeds go to like animal
no,
rights.
No, that is also a
it's
Aussie
an Australian band,
but the band is Wolfpack.
Oh, okay, got it.
And we'll get to Wolfpack. They were punk rock bowling. We'll get to them in a future episode.
What do you know?
I'll let you pick. Bowling. I'll let you pick Wolfpack. That'll be a good Australian pick for you.
Yeah, I did Australian pick last week.
That's true. That was the album was
Mean Person and Gimme Gimmes. Go That's down true. Under.
That's right. That was good. So maybe I'm following your suit this week.
Good day, mate.
Again, I said they toured a lot, so they primarily stick to playing shows in Australia, but they have shared the stage with bands such as The Bouncing Souls, U.S. Bombs.
U.S. Bombs.
The Casualties and The Business, just to name a few. And we like The Business
here. We like The Business. We did The Business like week two.
Yeah.
And we haven't gone over U.S. Bombs, but I'm going to bring some U.S. Bombs.
U.S. Bombs
soon.
Will be in the future. Everybody catch that? If you have a request for Chris on any U.S. Bomb songs or albums, Chris, where can they get a hold of you on Twitter?
At SLC Punk Chris.
Yes. Get a hold of Chris there and let
I
him know
like
any
I just
U.S. Bombs requests.
Test.
Yes, you did. He didn't know I was going to ask him that right then. So good job, Chris.
I appreciate that.
All right, my pick this week, The Crew from Top Novel, came out August 20th, 2011, and it was on their first studio album, which is Same Old Story. And Same Old Story, The Crew, track number 7. Give it a listen. Hope you enjoy The Crew.
I knew right then I'd never change. Punk rock running through my veins. Our crew are more than friends. We are like family. We'll stand and fight for what we believe is right. The punk rock in our hearts, it will never die. We'll shout out loud because we are punk and proud. You do what you like, whoa, you'll never take us down. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey.
The punks run amok and we never let up. Don't even try because we can't be stopped. This is all we need, this is all we got. At a party or a show, always ready to go. The music's loud and the drinks will flow. It's our way of life, yeah, don't you know.
We'll stand and fight for what we believe is right. The punk rock in our hearts, it will never die. We'll shout out loud because we are punk and proud. You do what you like.
Whoa, you'll never take us down. And that is The Crew.
That's Didi and Lucko right there.
Right. That's the Crew by Top Novel. And that came out in 2011. And I think that song, besides, I mean, the message in the song is about being punk and what it is to be punk to these guys. But I think this is the epitome of what punk is to myself as well. The style of music. And I don't know that a lot of people are aware of who this band is, or maybe they've come across
Nobody
him.
Nobody knows these guys.
I came across him with
Except
a lot of these
I
foreign
bet
bands.
Big in Australia.
They're probably huge, but unfortunately, they never ventured out, at least not to my knowledge. So maybe one of these days we'll have to go down under and we'll come across Top Novel.
I'm getting drunk.
Yeah. Anyway, I came across these guys on YouTube. It's just another YouTube recommendation when I'm listening to other music I enjoy, and I see this along the side. I'm like, oh, The Crew, that sounds like a cool song. Never heard of Top Novel. I'll give them a check out, and that was pretty awesome. So check them out. They do have a lot of other good songs. Lone Wolf is awesome. I love that song as well. I was debating between The Crew and Lone Wolf when
Do
I was picking Top Novel.
Do they have wolves in Australia? Wolfesses?
I have no idea.
Wolfesses?
Maybe they should have called it the Lone Gator, but I don't know if that has the same meaning
as
the Lone
Wolf. It's the Lone Wallaby.
Yeah. The Lone Roo. Can you say Roo, or do we have to say Kangaroo?
It's the Lone Roo.
Right. All right.
I'm not mature enough to be able to do this. I apologize.
Some days. Anyway, top novel. Definitely a personal favorite. That song is for me, and Lone Wolf as well. So yeah, check them out. The next thing that we are going to come across now for the show is concerts and live shows. So a band that we're going to talk about as far as live shows go to is Real Big Fish. Chris and I have seen Real Big Fish a couple times. Chris, did you see him at the Warped Tour in the 90s?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember.
You probably did. I saw him in the 90s, and I can barely remember it as well.
Yeah, it's like maybe.
These guys, I was looking them up today just to verify some dates on when we went to see them. And these guys are touring as much as anybody could out there. These guys are always touring. Unfortunately, it's not the complete original band, so maybe that's one reason why they're able to tour. Aaron Barrett, the singer, yeah. He is currently the only original member of the band. He wasn't even the original singer. I didn't know that until I was looking up some information about today. Yeah, when they very first started, I believe his name was Ben Guzman. He started as a singer, and then very shortly after they got started, he left the band, and then Aaron took over, and he's been the singer ever since.
He's been like the guy.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in the band, he's been there for a while.
Yeah,
he's
there's
not
been
original,
some, like 10 years maybe. There's a couple guys that I think have been around since 2007.
So it's not like you're going there and listening to some band that was just put together last week.
True. I think the newest members are probably like 2-3 years, something like that.
And they're all old as can be.
Right. They didn't go recruit some new guys. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Dickies. I saw them at Punk Rock Bowling, but if you haven't seen them before.
Everybody's new.
Yeah, a couple of the guys. The singer, he's original, but... there's some guys that look like they might have just graduated high school.
Surrounds himself with young people, make himself feel young. Hey, Real Big Fish, when you go and see them live, hey, you're gonna get a great show. We've seen them, like Dustin said, here in Salt Lake. We've missed them here in Salt Lake, but we solved the formula. There's a formula,
at least for Salt Lake,
for Salt Lake City. So if you're a Salt Laker or in this area, you are guaranteed almost. Guaranteed to see Real Big Fish if it is in February.
Yes, the last 3 years. So February 13th, 2015, we tried to go see him at the Murray Theater.
Sold out.
We actually showed up. That was one of the few shows. And the last time we didn't buy our tickets.
People standing on the street. There were dozens of us.
Yes.
And everybody was like, really? It's sold out?
Yeah.
Everybody was just utterly shocked. It was because it was such a small venue.
Murray Theater.
It's tiny.
In Murray, Utah, which is just outside of Salt Lake City. But it is kind of small, and they were there with Authority Zero and Less Than Jake. So
that's
Authority Zero,
out.
Less Than Jake, and Real Big Fish all together in a smaller venue. Yeah, unfortunately, they picked a small venue to come that
Why
day.
Didn't
so it's
we
a great
tickets?
Lineup.
What's wrong with us?
For whatever reason, we thought we were just going to show up that day and get tickets, and that was the last time we thought that.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
We did see him the next year in 2016, so February 19th, 2016, in the venue, and they came with the Maxis and Suburban Legends. And Suburban Legends, hadn't seen them before, didn't really know much about them. I think I'd heard the name, but wow.
Ska band.
Awesome.
A lot of fun. Those guys are
so great live.
And those of you that know Suburban Legends know already, Suburban Legends, you're going to get Disney songs.
Yes.
And it's
Little
fun
Mermaid.
As hell. Yeah, Under the Sea and stuff, man, and they were a ton of fun. It was one of those ones where it was like Suburban Legends goes off, and it was just like, holy crap, we still get one more great band after, and it was really awesome.
Very fortunate.
My favorite thing I haven't mentioned with Suburban Legends was like they blew up the pool toys, the
palm trees
beach balls
floaty
and then the floaty things. And one of them was a killer whale.
Yes.
And like the killer whale made it somehow back on stage. The lead singer like picked it up and he goes, what'd you say? And he like acted like he was listening to Killer Whale and he goes, oh, he said, fuck SeaWorld. And I had just seen like the documentary about SeaWorld called Blackfish, maybe a month before. So I was like, yeah, fuck SeaWorld. Everybody's throwing up, fuck SeaWorld. It was awesome. So it was a lot of fun. And then those guys were a great lead in for Real Big Fish.
Yes. Great show. And Real Big Fish was awesome then. And then last year during the Warped Tour, so 2016 Warped Tour, they were on it. And I saw them then. And then, you know, typical Warped Tour, everybody plays for like 30 minutes. So it was a great 30-minute set by Real Big Fish. And then Real Big Fish did their 20-year anniversary of Turn the Radio Off tour, and they brought out Anti-Flag, who did, I think, a 15-year anniversary of one of their albums, too. And I'm a huge Anti-Flag fan, and that was awesome. Both those bands, such a great show. That was this year, February 6th, 2017, at the Depot. And they brought out QQQ. I think I say that right.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Who was pretty entertaining. They were good. It's P-K-E-W three times. So pew, if we pronounce that wrong, I apologize. And they brought out Ballyhoo as well. So that was also a great show. I really like Real Big Fish, and I really like Anti-Flag. So we have a clip, the live clip from She Has a Girlfriend Now when they played in Salt Lake. And this was from February 20th, 2016 at the In the Venue show, and we saw them with Suburban Legends. So give a listen, and we hope you like it as well. And that is She Has a Girlfriend Now live in Salt Lake City about 2 years ago.
And all of us were singing all the songs.
Yes, everybody was singing with them. And one thing I want to point out before you get there, Chris, is on that original album, the singer from Saving Ferris did that part of the female, and now the trumpet player does. So when you heard that during the song just a moment ago live, it was a trumpet player who is a male and has a beard, but he was doing the high-pitched voice, and that's what they do when they perform that song live now.
Yeah, Save Ferris.
Save Ferris.
They were also at...
Oh, yeah, Save Ferris, yes.
They were also at... not Punk Rock Bowling. They're at Warped Tour.
Oh, they're on Warped Tour?
Yeah. They did that... they had the one song...
I think it was like from...
Hit.
Wasn't it like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off song, the Clueless soundtrack, something like that?
Clueless soundtrack. Yeah, oh my gosh, I can't even think of it off the top of my head. Hey, if you know about Save Ferris, hit me up.
At where, Chris?
At SLC Punk Chris.
On Twitter, thank you. Yeah, you can also find him on slcpunkcast.com. We have a spot you can send some mail to us you don't want to hit us up
on
Twitter.
We should be plugging that every 20 seconds.
All right, it's new, in case you haven't noticed. We haven't mentioned it before because it's new, and there's a lot of cool content on there from shows that we go to, and we're going to be including more content from the bands that we're plugging on these shows.
Like Save Ferris with Come On Eileen.
Right.
There it is. See, I knew I'd remember. Hey, just before we move on to the next thing, some live shows coming up here in Salt Lake area you need to go check out. July 8th, Tiger Army. Tiger Army, that's going to be some rockabilly stuff for you. They're going to be at the Complex. And then we got some local stuff here. July 13th at the Funkin' Dive in Ogden. So we're going to be there. We're going to check out some live stuff from some of our local bands. July 21st, the Descendants will be at the Complex. On the 22nd, Social Distortion at the Depot. And on July 28th, why not? Let's go listen to AFI at Salt Air.
There you go. And all those bands will be on tour, so if you're in areas near us in Salt Lake, you know they'll be hitting you up somewhere near those dates. And hopefully if you're not in areas near us, that they are making their way to you. A couple things I actually want to point out is with the Descendants, the Bronx are opening for them, and I'm a big fan of the Bronx. That one's going to be really cool. And I lost my train of thought there. On the rest of the live shows, if you get a chance, see these bands. A lot of these bands are really great.
So let's move on to our next segment, the Great Cover to Cover Album.
So we're segueing in with Hoosier pick this week.
And I went ahead with Real Big Fish, turned the radio off.
Right. They just that they just had 20 years ago.
God, how old am I?
Right.
I remember that coming out and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. It's so new.
August 13th, 1996. So actually, it's almost 21 years, but they started the tour about a year ago. And by the time they hit Salt Lake, it was in February.
So yeah, we have Turn the Radio Off. So it's of course the one that had, it was on the radio, had Sell Out on the radio. I remember hearing Beer the first time while watching the movie Basketball.
Yes, which came out in 98.
And cutting me the fuck off. And then Everything Sucks, I think, got some radio play as well. So the first song I chose was Beer. I forgot my order.
Beer, first one out, and that is track number 6.
And Beer is the re-recording. The first time they recorded Beer, they didn't have money. And so when they recorded Turn the Radio Off, Beer was one of the tracks that they brought from their last album and re-recorded it, remastered it, if you will.
Oh, nice. Well, speaking of that, they were on major labels for a while, and this one was released on Mojo Records.
Yeah. So this song's a great song. Let's listen to Beer.
All right. Beer, which is track number 6. Enjoy it.
But I guess you changed your mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be all right. Can't live without her, so I won't even try. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'm saying, I think I'll have myself a beer. Someday I'll think of what you say. Maybe next time I'll remember what you do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it.
Every time that the Bears scored in the movie Basketball, like they were playing this in the back. I don't remember. It's,
right.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Parker,
I really liked
Matt Stone,
it. Yeah, South Park guys. Yes. Definitely enjoy that movie. That was the first movie that they put out.
Yeah.
And they starred in.
Yeah. It was a hilarious movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite. You know, Real Big Fish, a lot of their songs, it's like girlfriend stuff, I want to say. You know, it's like, you know, I'm getting dumped, fuck her, you know, kind of stuff.
Right.
So Beer's a little bit different, I guess. Kind of. This next one, Everything Sucks. This is such a great song, and they kind of poke fun at themselves, you know, and the video for this is very interesting. Well, I'll get to that later, actually. And so let's listen to it now, because I wanted to jump in right here. Sorry.
There's a ska band on my street. A little ska band. Everybody thinks that they're so fucking mean. There was nothing on the radio. Gonna make my own band, play my own show. That don't work, so I'm giving up again. She said she loved me cause I play guitar. That's okay, I never love her at all. And I say, giving up because I know everything sucks, yeah. I know everything sucks, whoa. Everything sucks, and this is gonna be the last time you hear me complain.
Yeah. Yeah, everything sucks. So yeah, it ties in. This song, for me, ties in with Sell Out.
Right.
In that it's like this kind of like, you know, hey, we're just like this generic, we're the generic ska band, and right now that's popular, so plug us in.
Right.
And it's like, well, everything else on the radio is like crappy, right? Well, here you go, these guys. and so I like the fact that, you know, here's this band that's receiving some popularity and some coverage, and they're just kind of like, yeah, you know, fuck it. They're just as shocked as the rest of us. But right. They're a great band.
They're a good band.
And
great to see live.
When you go and see them live, you're going to get the show. You're going to get they're playing the show they've been playing for a few years now.
Right.
Why not, right? If you got the formula that brings the folks out, and then go for it. It's pretty cool how they kind of tied everything in the album together.
Yeah, that was a very well done album.
And so, speaking of being well done, I went ahead and picked Sell Out as my third song. I know that it's been played 1.5 billion times on the radio. I mean, this thing was
probably one
popular.
Of their most popular songs. It probably received the most airplay.
Absolutely. And so it's a great song. And a lot of kind of self-deprecating humor, and again, just kind of that whole, like, you know, hey, we're, you know, and in the music video I mentioned earlier, you know, it's like they're ska band A.
Right.
Right? And so they just get, you know, they're being plugged in as the ska band that, you know, needs to be popular right now. And they're right, you know, that they were, you know, one of the big ones. I'd say, you know, it's Real Big Fish, Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Right.
You know, those are like the big airplay guys.
Around the late 90s.
Yeah, and then you had like kind of the one hit wonder kind of, you know.
The Urge.
Yeah,
does anybody remember The Urge?
You'll have stuff like on the periphery that was popular for like a week, and then people are like, oh no, this does suck, you know.
Right.
Whereas Real Big Fish and Boston's, I thought, you know, hey, they had the longevity because
and
they
still
actually
doing
were
it.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely gonna probably do Boston's here in the next couple weeks for sure.
Right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and Sell Out. And
he picks Sell Out. A couple things, Chris, I want to point out to you, because you do catch a lot of some of these songs on video game soundtracks. Sellout has appeared on the soundtrack to the video game FIFA 2000, Aggressive Inline, and Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure. Did you happen to catch it on any of those games?
I have no idea what Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure is.
I thought for sure that'd be the one that you catch it on.
I'm going to tell you right now, you messed up. Here's how you messed up. I am now going to look at what all the songs were on Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure. And I'm gonna pick a couple of those over the next couple of weeks, just so you have to keep saying Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure, which I have to read every time because I don't remember. FIFA 2000. I didn't even know that there was soccer games then.
That's probably the first soccer game.
It was probably, yeah. And then Aggressive Inline. That sounds like it's like a rollerblading video game,
right?
Is it?
I have no idea. Don't know.
I figured you played the hell out of that.
No rollerblading games.
Have we played this? Like, have we turned it up yet?
We're going to turn it up right now. This is track number one, Sell Out, off of Turn the Radio Off. Check it out.
And the man said, it don't get better than this. No, no, no. So I signed on to the record company. They said they're going to give me lots of money if I play what they want you to hear. Yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright.
Yeah, yeah.
You're turning it down. We just as well play the last 30 seconds of the song.
Be all right. You're going to sing the last 30 seconds.
No. I'm good.
All right. That was Sellout off Turn the Radio Off. A couple things that I have forgot to mention so far. Turn the Radio Off was certified gold for back in the day when that happened. Yes.
I figured it would be like hextuple aluminum or something.
Yeah, unfortunately... Certified Gold. That's
certified
what it was.
Gold. That's awesome.
And a couple things if you don't know about Real Big Fish. They have been active since 1991 to present. That album came out in 96, sorry, I said 96. That earlier. And it was their second studio album. They've put out 8 total studio albums. And since 2006, they've been independent. They were doing major labels from record 2 up until the record that they put out after 2006. Since then, they've been doing it on their own. So that is, DIY. That's kind of the punk mentality. And one last thing, if you've seen the cover of the album to turn the radio off, that had K-Rock Air personality Jed the Fish, and he was on the cover being held by gunpoint by then-girlfriend of the frontman Aaron Barrett's girlfriend. It's a pretty funny album cover. I don't know if you've seen that, right?
Yeah. K-Rock guys, they did a lot for giving a lot of airplay to these guys in the 90s. And we listened to them where I grew up. I'm not from Salt Lake City. I'm from California. And where I grew up in California, we'd hear some of the K-Rock stuff. We'd hear the morning show from K-Rock would play at stations, you know, on rock stations, alternative rock stations in the valley where I'm from. And so we got a little bit of that. And those guys did a lot for getting a lot of airplay, especially L.A. area bands. And so I know that a lot of my early connection with these guys was because of K-Rock and KROQ and their influence in California.
That's awesome. My pick for the week is The Rabble. The Rabble is from Auckland, New Zealand. So I'm staying with my down under picks. Chris is trying to...
Going to Southeast Asia.
Yes. First pick for me...
These guys are great.
Yeah, these guys are really good. The album, actually, first, the album is The Battle's Almost Over. These guys have put out 4 studio albums. They won't be putting any more out anytime in the near future. They've since split. They put out 4 studio albums, 1 EP between 2006 and 2011. That was the last time they put out an album. My first pick is Blood and Whiskey, which is track number 4. This particular album was their second full length, and it came out May 1st, 2007. So just like other songs, Blood and Whiskey, I think Dropkick Murphys got one. All songs called Blood and Whiskey, I don't know how you can't like it. So enjoy Blood and Whiskey. All right, that was track number 4 off of The Battle's Almost Over by The Rabble. I'm a huge fan of this album. You know, a lot of my picks as far as the best albums go, because again, this category here is a great cover-to-cover album. So Chris and I agree with him that the Real Big Fish album was a great cover-to-cover album, and this right here is a great cover-to-cover album from The Rabble. It is really good, and there was a lot of tracks when I was first picking, and I had to narrow it down, and it was kind of a variety that is what I was going with. So these guys are Chaz and Roop, who are brothers. I think their names are Charles and Rupert, but they go by Chaz and Roop, and that's the vocalist guitarist with the drummer who also is vocalist, and just like that other, the Aussie band, everybody's a vocalist in this band. Jamie, he's on bass and also vocals. That's how they finished, is those three. They did have another band member previously to that. This next track that I pick is The Battle, a little bit different tempo on this song right here, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a good beginning. Probably play a little bit longer of it because I like the beginning. It might remind you of some other bands. So track 10, The Battle. All right, that is The Battle by The Rabble. I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but that's just the way it was. What'd you think of that song?
That's a good song. I like the pipes in it.
The pipes are really good.
Yeah, man. Anything with pipes in it is good stuff. So, well, not anything. Some things.
Yeah. The Rabble, really good band. I came across them again, like Top Novel and a lot of other bands. It is a YouTube recommendation. I just see The Rabble, like, oh, who's The Rabble? And I'll check out The Rabble. And, you know, a lot of great songs, a lot of good albums. This isn't the only album that I really like. This is just the one I wanted to pick. But these guys, really good. Big fans. They haven't toured in the U.S. a whole lot, just a couple days over the years. Surprisingly, they mostly tour in that Australia area and in Europe. A lot of dates through that area.
Yeah, I was just reading about their MySpace page.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's
remember that.
Yeah,
but no, they were, you know, they traveled and toured in California, and yeah, man, they were called sellouts by, you know, all the New Zealand underground, you know, because, you know, they probably made a dollar or something, you know, so of course they become sellouts automatically, you know.
Right,
you have to be, it's ridiculous, and we're not going to sit here and put up with, you know, we're not going to. Degrade or downgrade a band or badmouth them and say, oh, they're sellouts because, you know, they had success. I think that we should be happy for punk rock bands that have success.
That's the goal. You know, one day, if I ever do this, I want to play and I want a lot of people to hear it if they like
it.
You know, I don't want to play for the same 20 people just so I cannot be a sellout.
Yeah. Oh, he never sold out. Oh, yeah, because he sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite band. They never sold out. Yeah, you're the only person who liked them.
Yeah, you know, no one else got to hear them.
Yeah, yeah. You worked the merch table and sold their albums for $2 a pop. They don't even do that anymore. They sell for like $12 each.
Right.
So all these bands that talk shit about other bands and say that they sold out, they're a bunch of assholes because they're still selling their shit at the merch table like they're freaking Green Day.
The band The Attack, that album I got at their concert, $5.
$5. That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And that is an awesome album.
And it's like
album.
You feel like you ripped those guys off
for
when
sure.
You get stuff like that.
I actually gave him extra money because I got the album and a t-shirt for $20. Are you serious? And I gave him more money. I gave him $25. Like, no, at least $15 bucks and $10.
This is, yeah. And you're willing to pay it.
Yeah.
Why not?
It was worth it. The shirt was great, and the album, you know, watching them live was great, so I knew the album was going to be good.
Yeah, for sure.
My last pick from The Rabble is going to be Start Again. It's track 15. You can already hear it playing in our background. One thing I want to put out there is Chaz. He has a solo career that he's kind of gone with, and he's under Chaz Valentine. Chaz released a solo album in December, and his brother Roop performs on some of the songs with him, but Roop also has his own solo project. So I hope you enjoy this song, a little bit deeper track in the album, Start Again, but I think it's really good. It's worth a listen. So enjoy The Rabble, Start Again.
We start.
Chris has pointed out to me as we've been listening to The Rabble that these are really good recordings because the volume's been really high in the headphones. So I hope you enjoyed the loud volume from The Rabble. I hope it wasn't distracting.
Yeah.
It's a really good band.
We're rocking out.
Remember, check out The Rabble from Auckland, New Zealand. You probably won't see any new material from them, but if you like them, go out and check out Chaz Valentine. I'll probably have Chaz stuff on a future episode. I've checked it out. A little pop punk like, but I still like it. It's really good. And so check out Chaz. What we're going to get into next, we're bringing back the great individual artist. This week, we're bringing up Fat Mike. Fat Mike is Michael John Burkett. He was born January 3rd, 1967.
Dude, don't say the guy's birthday.
Hey, he's old. If you look at him, you can tell he's that old.
He's old as shit.
We love Fat Mike, but he looks about the age that he is.
Hell yeah.
He is a musician and a producer because he owns, I think it's the largest independent record label, which is Fat Records. And I love the stuff that comes out on Fat Records. A lot of bands we talk about are on Fat Records.
With yes. a W.
F-A-T space W-R-E-C-K.
Yeah.
Fat Records.
And C-H-O-R-D-S.
Yes.
And so, and what's awesome about what Mike does is he gives these bands an opportunity. They don't have to sign like multi album deals. If you're a punk band and you want to put together an album, or you know, anybody for that matter, you can put together that album and he'll help you and produce it and everything. And obviously, you know, you pay for, you know, your time and what have you. But nonetheless, you're not having to worry about doing some kind of like 3-record deal
right.
or some exclusive rights. You still keep the rights to your own music.
Right.
And so that's really awesome that he does that and gives these guys an opportunity.
Yep. I think that's great. Fat Mike, he is a bassist and the lead vocalist for NOFX. That's the first song that we're going to play is a NOFX song. Chris, you picked it this week. What'd you pick?
Yeah, I picked Bob. I just wanted to pick what I thought was probably their most often associated song. I don't know.
Nah, I think you're wrong there. I think there's a lot of other ones. But that's really? All right. Bob's a great choice. Yeah. Rancid did a cover of this song. Super great cover of this song, too. But Bob came off of the White Trash Two Heaves and a Bean album. And that came out in 1992. Yeah, 92. This is when punk was getting big in the 90s. NOFX, definitely a part of that. And this is track number 2, Bob. Hope you like it.
How is that not their most popular song?
We will get into more NOFX on future episodes, and we'll debate about most popular songs by NOFX. Right now, we're going to move on to another band that Fat Mike is in.
Trying to avoid a fight?
No, we're going to get into a debate, right. But at a different time.
All right, we'll debate that later.
Fat Mike is a part of a rock supergroup. Who is who, Chris? We
me
had him
first,
last week.
And the Gimme Gimmes.
Yes, we had Me First on last week. Chris picked which album?
Last week, yeah. Go Down Under.
Yeah, there you go. And then this
we
week he picked up.
About that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just making sure you put it out there in case anybody
just
misses
making
it.
Making sure I'm like paying attention.
Right, right. And the next song is going to be off of the Have a Ball album, which came out in 2001. It is track number 12. And Chris, which one is it?
Rocket Man, Elton John song.
Rocket Man, yes. I like Elton John, and I think these guys, they do a lot of great covers, but I do like Rocket Man. Mike, he's the bassist in this band. He's just
you played
all
this
over the place.
For me, is
yes.
why I picked it.
Oh,
I
played the live
like
version,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
played the
sure.
live version
yeah.
last week. You're right. So give Rocket Man a listen to by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with Fat Mike on the bass.
I think it's gonna be
I'm a rocket man.
I still don't know what that last part of that is.
I'm not exactly sure that I'd have to look up the lyrics.
That was like, wasn't that like, one of the Super Bowl commercials where they were like, people were trying to say what it was and nobody knows what it is?
Yeah.
I don't even think Elton John was. He was so freaking high in the 70s.
Could be, you know, like that In a Garden of Eden song, totally off the subject, but Iron Butterfly, In the Garden of Eden. But they were so high, it came off as In a Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so
they were high on, like, acid.
Yeah, like, what is an In a Garden of Eden?
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, but In the Garden of Eden, yeah, it totally makes sense when you know what it's supposed to be. But, you know, Fat Mike, second band that he's a part of, and the reason why we're highlighting, you know, great individuals because they play parts in, you know, multiple bands, or, you know, in Fat Mike's case, he plays in multiple bands, plus he helps other bands out. He has his own record label at Punk Rock Bowling. He was on side stage watching a ton of groups. He came out and played with a couple of them, and we'll play some of those segments.
Was he one of the ones that played with Pennywise when they did Broham?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
he was on stage.
Yeah.
And I think he came out on stage with at least two different bands. One of them, he was wearing ladies' leggings and lingerie was his outfit. But for the most part, that's not how he was dressed.
That's just another Tuesday.
Throughout the show, yeah. I saw him a lot. Really cool guy. Oddly enough, he was not playing with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes at Punk Rock Bowling. Not sure why there, but you know, whatever. He was there. He's playing with a bunch of bands. He's played on all the albums, at least up to the new one. I don't know if he was on the new one. But he's also helped out other bands. Our next pick coming up is Against Me, because Fat Mike played bass on two of the tracks from Transgender Dysphoria Blues, which that one, came out in 2014. And there was two tracks. The two tracks were track 3, Unconditional Love, and track 6. Chris picked track 6. Chris, what is track 6?
Fuck My Life, 666.
Yes, not exactly sure the meaning of the song name, but really great song. We're both big Against Me fans. We've seen them live. Fat Mike was not playing with them live. Not that day anyway. But he did on the recording of these two songs for the album. He was the bass. And this song right here, Fuck My Life, 666, track number 6. Hope you enjoy it. That was Against Me, and we'll definitely be playing more Against Me in the future. We both like Against Me.
And Laura Jane Grace played bass for all the other tracks.
Yes.
On the album.
Yes. But Fat Mike, he did do those two really great tracks. We hope you liked that one. Fat Mike has done so many appearances on so many other songs, so many other bands, dating all the way back to when NoFX started even. Mm-hmm. The next track that we're going to play, and the last track from Fat Mike, is Peter Brady by Screeching Weasel. And this song came out in 1993. It was on the album Anthem for a New Tomorrow. And before we get to that, Fat Mike appeared on numerous other tracks, including Beware by Randy, Mr. Coffee, and Lazy by Lagwagon, whose singer Lagwagon is... Spike, right? No, Swinging Utters. Two of the other guys in Lagwagon are in Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I apologize. I had that wrong. But two of those guys are Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. And then he can be heard heckling and requesting Free Bird at the end of the Luna Chicks song Missed It off of their 96 album. And then Pretty Ugly, which he also produced. He's also had guest vocals on Dropkick Murphy's single Going Out in Style, which you may hear from us in the not-too-distant future. Mm-hmm. And Mike, just an overall great guy. On this particular track, he has backing vocals. Not sure if you'll be able to hear it, but we're going to play it anyway. This is Screeching Weasel's Peter Brady. That was Peter Brady by Screeching Weasel with Fat Mike on the backing vocals. Chris, any last thoughts on Fat Mike?
No, man, but I think we said it. Yep. He's a great guy.
Fat Mike, great guy, great individual. We like highlighting our individuals, guys that are, you know, doing stuff out there for everybody, helping them out, being a part, multiple bands, own record labels like Fat Mike. So on to our last segment of the show. We always end the show with our guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures are, you know, an inspiration from Toby Morse of H2O. You know, we listen to punk music, but there's other music we're interested in as well. And so we like to highlight a little bit of that out there. Last week, Chris and I each had a pick from an 80s movie soundtrack from both iconic artists, being Prince and David Bowie. This week, we kind of went with a similar theme as far as being similar type music. And yeah. Chris, who's your guilty pleasure pick this week?
So I mean, we should have probably played yours first because you were the one that said, "Oh, this is the one I like," and then I was like, "Hey, that reminds me of a song that I like." And so my song was of Monsters and Men, "Little Talks." My wife and I first heard these guy and gal's lead singer.
Right, there's a lot of them in this group.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's call and response to it between the male and the female the singers. And which is also familiar with yours, the song right. That you're going to be playing. And yeah, we saw it on Saturday Night Live. These guys performed on Saturday Night Live. They're the guest band or whatever. And I was like, holy crap, this is great. You know, it's kind of like folk sounding. They're from Iceland.
Yes. And yeah, pronounce that city Reykjavik.
That's Reykjavik. Oh my god!
Yeah,
gosh.
You're doing a great job.
I used to know how to do it.
I don't. I didn't even write down any of their names.
Nobody's ever going to get it right again.
I didn't even write down their names because
Reykjavik.
There
it is. Reykjavik.
All the band members' names I wasn't even going to be able to pronounce.
Like,
so
it's
I didn't
like
even Bergen, put them down.
Durgen, but Durgen.
Yeah, right. And these guys here, I was wrong. Not a lot of members. Five. That's an all right amount of number of members. They formed in 2010, and they have two studio albums. Chris's pick here, Little Talks, came off their first album, which is My Head is an Animal. And it actually reached the number one position in Australia, Iceland, Ireland, and U.S. rock and alternative charts, while peaking at number six on the U.S. Billboard 200 album chart. Number three in the UK, and top 20 of the most European chart, and Canada. So these guys, a lot of popularity in the last 5 years or so, you know, to 2010 when that first album came out. Top 10 in most of the charts in Europe, including number one in Ireland and Iceland, and number one on U.S. alternative songs. And that was with Little Talks. So the first part about the album, this last little bit I just said, it's lead single, Little Talks, that Chris picked. Chris, anything you liked particularly about this song? Anything else?
Yeah, I just thought it's a really good little tune, man.
It's good. Chris caught it on a late night show and immediately went out and bought it. And then this last week when I made my pick, which we'll get to, he mentioned it. So give Little Talks track number 5 from their first studio album of Monsters and Men.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
All right, that is Little Talks of Monsters and Men is the group. That was track number 5 from the first album, My Head is an Animal, and that album came out September 20th, 2011. Chris, there was one other track you were debating between from these guys from that album. It's track number 1. And
yeah, Dirty Paws is a great song, too.
It is. He was debating between those two songs to play here, and I actually listened to that one as well after he mentioned which one he was going to pick, and I like it. I do like the call and response as well. And, you know, that goes along with the group that I picked. The group that I picked this week for my guilty pleasure song is Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. The particular song I picked is called Home. And it was released on their first studio album. It's track number 6. And the first studio album was Up From Below, which was released on July 7th, 2009. This particular song, as sung by the lead singer, who's Alex Ebert, and then Jade Castrinos, who had left the group in 2014. But it has both of them singing on this particular track, and it is the call and response that Chris talked about. Chris, what do you think about Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros?
Yeah, as soon as I heard him, I thought of Monsters and Men, and so it's kind of one of those things where, you know, I don't know what was maybe familiarity with it was just right. That, you know, the two singers kind of going back and forth. But yeah, I thought it was really cool. And as soon as you played it, I was like, oh man, you know, it kind of, you know, reminded me of somebody else. And so, yeah, I thought they were really cool.
I thought the same thing when you pulled up the song afterwards, like, hey, it's this track. Oh yeah. It does sound a lot like these guys. Yeah. And oddly enough, one's from Iceland and the other group is from Los Angeles. Both formed kind of around the, you know, same times, 2007, yeah. 2010. Both folk rock, maybe like bringing back the hippie style, the hippie lifestyle kind of in their music. You know, the hippies from like the 60s. And both really good. You know, I'm for sure a punk rock guy. That's my primary go-to music. I listen to that all the time. But every once in a while, I like hearing a little something else. And these guys come up. And when I hear it, there's a couple other songs from the same album, from Up From Below, track number 1, which is 40 Day Dream. This was the first song that I came across from Edward Sharpe on the Magnetic Zeros, which I heard on Tony Hawk's weekly show on the radio. Oddly enough, this is where I came across this band. But these guys, really good. Edward Sharpe, who is Alex Ebert's alter ego, essentially. He kind of came up with a story that he was writing and kind of took on the persona because he never quite finished it. And the persona, Edward Sharpe, was sent down to Earth to kind of heal and save mankind. He kept getting distracted, so he didn't quite ever finish the story, but he adopted Sharpe as an alter ego. And, you know, we have Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, which is currently a 10-member band, and they've put out 4 studio albums since this one came out in 2009. So give it a listen. Enjoy. All right, that's Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. That is the conclusion of all the songs we're going to be playing this week. That's the end of the show. Chris, what do we have left?
We've got where you can get a hold of everybody on Twitter.
Right. First, you can find us on iTunes now and Stitcher and maybe more to come. Plus, you can find us on slcpunkcast.com. You can listen to us there or on either of those other ones. And you can comment to us on Twitter. You can get a hold of us on the website. Leave any feedback, any requests, anything. And if you want to get a hold of these bands, Chris, let them know where to get a hold of them.
All right. So on Twitter, @neckdeepuk. At the Attack. Oh, wait, nope. Let me make sure I say this right. At the Attack FL. So probably for Florida.
For
right?
Florida, yep.
Okay, so we have at S Manifesto, at Top Novil. That's TOPNOVIL.
Thank you for spelling that.
At Real Big Fish, one word. At The Rabble. At Chaz Valentine. At Fat Mike underscore of underscore NoFX. At Monsters and Men. And at Edward Sharp. And you, of course, can get a hold of me at SLC Punk Chris.
And you can get a hold of me at Another Punk SLC. And for the rest of the week, I guess, enjoy. We'll be back after July 9th with the next episode. So if you have anything, go ahead and shoot it off to us. Chris?
Play the fucking outro.
That's right.